Okay, I'm here in Wimbledon with Johnny Fox London, and we've just seen Aladdin, the panto that's currently playing at the New Wimbledon Theatre through to January. Now, John, I get the feeling we've seen this before, haven't we, at Richmond last year? But with the exception that there seem to be a lot more hotter parents in the audience, what other differences did you notice?
I thought it was quite interesting that the way ATG, the company that owns Wimbledon Theatre, recycles its sets and costumes, and in this case, quite a few jokes. And I'm surprised that they've actually migrated something the very short distance between Wimbledon and Richmond when they own so many other theatres. But it's also interesting for us, because we've seen both shows, how it is different and how many elements are better in this version.
Yes, the production values are a lot higher.
Well, the production values are terrific. Absolutely.
There's more explosions on stage.
There's a lot of pyrotechnics. Yes. There's a lot of energy. There's a very different musical thematic for this pantomime from several others that we've seen, in that it's not show tunes and things that might make kids bored. It's very high energy, very poppy, very street kind of music that really got them clapping along with almost everything. So I think that's something that works extremely well. The other thing that works extremely well, I think, is Matthew Kelly, a very, very underrated actor, and he is absolutely in his element as the Dame, as Widow Twankey.
Yes.
You know, non-finer. He really is superb. And I also like David Bedella's Abenaza. He's a very, very talented musical theatre performer, and I wished he'd been given more to sing, actually.
Yes.
Although it's quite a long show, they get you right into the plot very, very quickly. A lot of Aladdin's dance around Peking for half an hour before Abenaza even appears. But they plunge you right into the evil of the plot. And again, it's something that the audience, and especially the kids in the audience, really, really did understand.
Yes, and listeners, if you go back to our Boo last year, I think we said the same about this.
Oh, heavens. Well, you know.
But this time around, we've got Oliver Thornton, who's also, you know, of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert fame. And then we've got also a whole lot of people that are famous if you've seen America's Got Talent, Britain's Got Talent. So, and also Alan Committee, who's the South African comedian who plays Wishy Washy. So, you know, it's not a bad evening. Joe Brand is the star, is the star comic, the Genie of the Ring. I thought she took a while to get going. Maybe she needs to let rip more.
I think she may need longer in the run to get going. She is a stage performer, because, of course, most of what she has done in the early part of her career is stand-up comedy in clubs and theatres. But she's had a lot of telly work recently, and it may be that she's got to remember her stage roots and raise the volume and the power and the punchiness of her performance to communicate with the back of the stalls. Having said that, she is a terrifically funny woman, and I think once she gets the measure of the size of this very, very large theatre and engorges her performance to match it, she'll be very funny indeed. I also think they should let her have much more of a crack at her own material, because it might go over the heads of the kids, but it would certainly amuse the parents.
Although perhaps a little less political satire. The jokes about the Conservative Party seem to fall flat.
Oh, yes, she made a joke about the coalition, which they really didn't take to in Wimbledon. Maybe it's a Liberal Democrat seat, I'm not sure. The other people we should talk about are Flawless, the Britain's Got Talent.
Yes. How'd you find them? They were very bouncy.
They were very energetic street dance troupe, and I can't say too much about it, because several of them are walking past us on the way to the tube, and they look quite tough guys.
Yes.
So they were very, very, very good, but maybe we didn't need to see them five times.
Yep. I think that's enough, and we'll leave Wimbledon and get back to London.